the best of the peerless. Those like the ancestors. Those who nuked a planet that rose against their rule. What a creature I've become. When all is said and done, Director Clintus pins some badge on me. She winks and touches my shoulder. Then we disperse. Just like that. The game is through, and we are told dropships are inbound for our departure to our own homes, where parents wait to give their approval or disown disappointing sons and daughters. Just like that. Until then, we mill about, feeling foolish in all our accumulated armor, all our weaponry that now means so little. I look at my slingblade and wonder how useless it has just become. It's as though we're supposed to congratulate one another, cheer or something. But there's only silence. A hollow silence for victors and losers, all. I am empty. What do I do now? There was always a fear, always a concern, always a reason to hoard weapons and food, always a quest or trial. Now, nothing. Just the wind sweeping in over our battlefield. An empty battlefield filled only with echoes of things lost and learned. Friends. Lessons. Soon it will be a memory. I feel like a lover has died. I yearn to cry, feel hollow, adrift. I look for Mustang. Will she still care for me? And then Arch-Governor Augustus suddenly takes me by the elbow and leads me away from the other stunned youth.
I am a busy man, Reaper, he says, mocking the word. So I will be direct. You have created complications in my life.
His touch makes me want to scream. His thin mouth emotes nothing. His nose is straight, his eyes contemptuous and made from the embers of a dying sun. So peerless. Yet he is not beautiful. His is a face carved from granite. Deep cheeks. Manly, tough skin. Not burnished like that of the fools on the HC, or the pixies who gallivant around the nightclubs. He reeks of power, like pinks reek of perfume. I want to make his face look like a broken puzzle. Yes, is all I can say. He does not smirk or smile. My wife is a beggar. She pleaded with me to help our son win. Wait, he had help? I ask. His mouth slides into a soft smile. The sort reserved for simple amusements. I'm assuming you are not sharing my involvement with others.
I want to break him. After all that has happened, he expects my cooperation as though it is something due to him. As though it is his right that I help him.
I unclench my fists. What would Dancer have me say?
You're fine, I manage. I can't help you on the domestic front, but I won't tell a soul that the Jackal had help from Daddy.
His chin rises.
Do not call him that name. The men of House Augustus are lions, not flea-bitten carrion-eaters.
All the same, you should have put your money on Mustang, I say, intentionally not using her name.
Don't tell me about my family, Darrow.
He peers down his nose at me.
Now, the question is how much you want for your silence. I accept no gifts. Oh, no man, so you will be taken care of on one condition.
I stay away from your daughter.
No! He laughs sharply, surprising me. The foolish families worry over blood. I care nothing for purity of family or ancestry. That is a vain thing. I care only for strength, what a man can do to other men, women. And that is something you have. Power. Strength.
He leans closer, and in his pupils I see Io dying.
I have enemies. They are strong. They are many. They are Bellona. And others. But yes, Imperator Tiberius Au Bellona has more than 50 nieces and nephews. He has 9 children. That Goliath, Carnus, the eldest. Cassius, his favorite. His seed is strong. Mine is less so. I had a son worth all of Tiberius's put together, but Carnus killed him. He's silent for a moment. Now, I have 2 nieces, a nephew, a son, a daughter, and that is it. So I collect apprentices. My condition is this. I will give you what you want for your silence. I will buy you pinks, obsidians, greys, greens. I will sponsor your application to the academy, where you will learn to sail the ships that conquered the planets. I will provide you with funds and patronage requirements. I will introduce you to the sovereign. I will do all these things for your silence if you become one of my lancers, an aide-de-camp.